Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
No, I won't.
Good evening. This is the International Black Summer Talk Show Network. This is Glenn Greenidge and Jill and Henrietta. Henrietta's coming to you out of Chi-Town, where we're going to have our annual event, and Jill is coming to you out of the hot Atlanta, the ATL. And we're going to start off, we're going to pop right into the show because we got a special guest coming on as soon as we do the declaration. So I'm going to do the declaration. The declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th,
1991,
July 31st, 2011, above, below, within, north, south, east, west, a moment of silence, please. Thank you so much. And we're going to go right to Henrietta in Chi-Town because she's got a special commercial for us.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for listening in. I'm here at the Living Room, 1100 West Cermak in Chicago, where the International Black Summit is going to be held this Thursday. Don't miss the annual event. We're here in the community of Pilsen, and enjoying actually one of their festivals. We're kind of overlooking one of the festivals that they're having right here. But we are in the living room, the actual space of the International Black Summit. International Black Summit, and all I've had was a mango smoothie today. Okay? And where we've been rehearsing.
Sound like you need to put some coconut rum in that sucker, something.
Hey, I need to put something in the smoothie, right?
For real.
Oh, my God. Where we've been rehearsing for the opening ceremonies Thursday night. So people are coming in. They've already begun to come in. Remember Clara, our fearless leader, she'll be in at 9:30 in the morning. And she'll be here on Tuesday, and Jill will be in, I think, Tuesday night or Wednesday, and Jerry will be in. So you all can join us every morning at 9 a.m. at the living room on the second floor, 1100 West Cermak. I just thought I'd share a little bit of this good stuff I've been enjoying this afternoon. Our drummer is Carlos. And our dancer is Griffin Banks. And you will get a chance to see them on Thursday night, but they agreed that they share a little bit with the talk show network. So here they are.
Hey, Griffin.
Yeah, I is. Why are you looking so sad? I've been down. I've been feeling really bad. Well, you should come down to the summit. What summit? The Black International Summit. 21st annual event, August 4th. What time you say? August 4th, child, can't you hear? 7 o'clock at the living room. Well, do they gonna have food? They gonna have food. They gonna have everything, and they gonna have food for your soul. They gonna have dancing and fun. I'll be there. How you doing? So I'll see you at the 21st annual event. What's that name again? The Stomach? No, child. The International Black Summit. When I ask for you, how will I know you here? I'm going to say, here I am. Like this.
Glenn, help me.
All right, now. There's going to be some cutting up going on. You can tell by that little introduction that's going on there. Okay?
Well, I can't. Wait a minute. I can't hear you. Say it again.
I said, we can tell there's going to be some cutting up going on over there.
Okay. So,
well,
as I said before, I was so some kind of interrupted. Don't miss the summit, the 21st Annual International Black Summit here in Chicago at the Living Room Lounge, 1100 West Thurmond. I think Jill's in shock. I think Jill said, maybe I better stay in Atlanta.
No, I thought that was great.
What did you say, Jill?
That was great.
Oh, God.
Can I see this on the internet?
Uh-huh. But, yeah. It's on now. It's on now. But anyway, so back to you, Glenn.
All right. Okay. Well, tonight is really going to be about what is going to be happening. So let's lay it out a little bit. Let me start it off by saying there are still some seats available. So register yourself online at www.blacksummit.org. On the homepage is a registration for the annual event in Chicago. Just click on that and put yourself in the game, and then do what you need to do to get yourself to Chicago. If you're from Chicago, then that's real easy. Just register yourself and figure out how you're going to get there on the days that you need to get there. You might want to commute with somebody, ride with somebody, something. So let's lay it out. So if you have not done a prerequisite course, so this is your first time to the International Black Summit, you don't know what it's about, never been to any events, never been to a prerequisite before, what we recommend is you come Wednesday night, because Thursday morning at 9 a.m., we're going to have a prerequisite. And we'll have a prerequisite course that day. If you've done the prerequisite, then we suggest that you come in on Thursday morning or Thursday afternoon so you can catch your little nap so you're prepared for the Thursday opening event. So Henrietta was talking a little bit about what's going to be happening. They're going to be having some drumming. What happens in each city, the whole city, so let me tell you the truth about it. So each host city tries to outdo whoever the last host city was, okay? And so 20 years is pretty off the chain, okay? So the opening festivities, the opening celebration, it's really to get acclimated to the city, get acclimated to the people who are hosting, give you some ideas of who's in charge and who's doing what. And if you need some ideas or you need to do some last-minute arrangements, you know who are the people from town who are organizing the event and need to be contacted. Now, I can't tell you what this event is going to be about. because it is always a surprise, okay? I remember when we were in Anguilla a couple of years ago, we actually were on national TV. They had a broadcast all over the island, and we had maybe about 7 or 8 minutes. This was live TV and radio throughout the whole island, and they had their Caravana Festival kind of day, and so we were part of that. So we actually spoke the declaration, invited people to come out and get involved. We've been in New Orleans, and we've had our own second line. And for those of you who don't know about New Orleans, second line is the celebration that they have for a funeral. But the first part is very solemn and slow music and so on and so forth. Then they bury the person. Then when they're coming back, it is off the chain. People dancing and celebrating, singing and dancing to the music. So that's what New Orleans was about. We've had spiritual opening events in Johannesburg, South Africa, that had a pool with floating flower ornaments and lights floating in the pool as we walked in with dim lights and had a little ceremony. So the opening event is really the way to kind of kick off the event and establish the flavor of that particular whole city. So being that I've lived in Chicago a couple of years, I know that Chicago is one of those places where they got good music, they got good food, they got great jazz. So I expect that those are going to be some of the elements that they're going to provide us in that opening event. And so that's the opening event Thursday night. That's open to the public, so if you don't have to be a person from Black African descent or claiming Black African descent ethnicity to be present to that event. So that's an open event. Anybody can come. You can come check out the people who are going to be at the summit. It's an opportunity just to hang out and celebrate life. Then, Friday morning, about 9 o'clock, that's when the action starts. So there'll be people registering, there'll be people who will probably have some live music, some dancing in the aisles, what have you, till we're ready to get the formal part of the morning happening. And from there, buckle up, hold on to your seats, because we're going to be driving you somewhere. We don't even know where we're going to be driving you to, because it's about what's in the room that gets driven. So we're going to be in a dance with life throughout that Friday, that Saturday, and Sunday till about 3 p.m. approximately, give or take. And the summit ends when it ends. So it might be 3 o'clock, it might be 1 o'clock, it might be, into the evening. But it'll be at least till, expected to at least till 12 o'clock Sunday afternoon. And then we go back to our various cities and look at the work that we've done together. We look at the growth, look at the projects. We look at what we want to take on next in our communities, and then we begin to build from the annual event. So that's what's happening in Chicago. We're looking. This is the second official annual event in Chicago. We had a multiple summit where we had a summit in Chicago, Miami, and in Jamaica, West Indies occurred. So this is the first time that it's going to be solely in Chicago. So I'm looking forward to the possibility of what that's going to provide. Let's see. What else? Jill, would you like to add anything, Jill or Henrietta?
No, I'm good. That was great.
Okay. Well, the summit, the summit, I just want to get real with you, is about getting some work done. You know, it's about bringing your thoughts, your frustration, your projects, your relationships, your business that you want to take to the next level. You know, you bring things that are working, you bring things that are not working, and you use the work of the weekend. Uh-oh, we got somebody singing in the background.
They cannot stop. I got to put you back on mute. I was trying to join in, but... You're going to hear the back.
Henrietta is at the rehearsal for the opening night, so you can imagine what kind of energy.
And the dancers have lost it. The dancers have lost it. I think it's just too hot for them. Oh, and by the way, it's 92 degrees here.
It's 92. Okay.
All right.
It's good to know. Well, at least you're not getting washed away like you were last weekend, right?
Hello. Okay.
Cool. So you can tell that there are going to be a lot of things popping. The work that we do is going to be in groups. So we usually set up groups of five, and we ain't going to be putting you in there with your friends and your family and all that. We like to break the groups up so that you get to be with a group of people that you don't necessarily know, that you grow together and experience it together. So, hold on. Let me put girlfriend on mute here, because they're having way too good a time over there at the rehearsal, at the end of the rehearsal, I guess. So that's the kind of flow of the 4 days, and I'm including the Thursday as the fourth day. Let's see. So that's what the flow is going to be of the days. All I can say is if you... working on something, this is a place that you want to put yourself. This is a place to get the work done, to evolve yourself, and to make things happen. So you definitely want to be part of this party, because it's a monster. And I know I'm talking a whole lot, so. Somebody else come in here, jump in. And...
Well, this is Jill. I know that on the second to last show, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we were talking about what the summit is for us. And each of us had a different perspective. And just to explain to people that have not been there, for me, that the annual event is truly my New Year's Eve. Like, this is, you know how you get excited about New Year's Eve, the New Year's Eve party, seeing your friends, and then all of a sudden the fireworks. So this is, the summit for me is equivalent to my New Year's Eve. So my New Year's Eve will start next week, and I'm so excited. So for each person, it is something different and unique, and it's not all about what you're going to get or what is the summit going to give you. It's about what you plan on getting out of the summit. It is your summit. And it's exciting. It's a powerful, powerful event, and I just encourage everyone to attend. Back to you, Glenn.
Thank you, my dear. So, yeah, we've got some exciting things. We're going to do a couple new things this year that we haven't done in a few years around organizing and setting up groups of people with special interests to be able to do some networking. So that's some of the things that we're going to be looking to do. And Henrietta's got some action-packed side venues and some great restaurants for us to visit and to eat at, some eateries that we're really going to enjoy. And there's going to be some great jazz where we're staying. So there's definitely going to be quite a bit of that going on as well. So it's going to be really a lovely integrated time in terms of doing the work, a little relaxation. We're going to work hard. We're going to play hard, and we're really going to look to deliver on the transformation. You know, it's simply said, as I can say it, you know, we are going to be working on the things that make a difference to you, that will have your life be altered out of the interaction. And that's really the promise that we are, you know. And to the degree that you participate will be to the degree of what you get out of it. So we welcome you to and invite you to come take a look, register yourself, and make some things happen around the 21st annual summit event in Chicago, August 4th through August 7th, 2011. Henrietta, anything else for you? You want to add, or are they still grooving there? Okay, she might be on mute. Cut down some of the background noise.
Well, the other thing too, Glenn, is to definitely come with an open mind. Just be open to possibilities. So definitely come with an open mind and positive energy. That will go a long way. That's what helped me get a lot out of the summit. So I would just make that suggestion as well.
Absolutely. You definitely want to bring there with the intention of moving your life forward, moving things forward. And the only way you can do that is being open to some new possibilities, some new ways of being. Some open-minded conversation. Because we've got some dynamic facilitators. We've got some dynamic participants. We're going to have some awesome vendors. We're going to have, I mean, it's going to be off the chain. It's really going to be off the chain. So if you miss it, it's on you, because I feel sorry for you if you miss this one, because it's going to be a monster. And people are going to be talking about it. You're going to be mad that you didn't set up and do what you needed to do to be there. You're going to be like, how the heck did I miss that one?
And bring your kids.
That's right. Bring your kids. Bring your young people. Excuse me, because we got something for them, too. From 8 to 18, we got the Youth Summit, and then we've got a Young People Summit. Bambui is coming all the way in from Kenya. She got her visa. That's a problem that happens from time to time. The Kenyans can't get a visa to come in. She's got hers, and she's going to be coming in, and she's got some young adult curriculum that she's developed. So Oh my goodness, I'm probably gonna be the place to be. So you want to check yourself, make sure that you're there, ready to engage.
And you don't have to dress up, just be comfortable. It's not something where you have to bring suits and, you know, you just if that's what you wear, though, then you wear a suit. But it's a very comfortable atmosphere as far as attire. I had a couple of people ask me about that. It's a very comfortable space.
Yeah, you wanna have some loose fitting, relaxing clothes, so that when you break through, you don't have to break through no clothes.
That's a good one.
Because your mind and body is gonna be breaking through, and you don't want to have to be dealing with breaking through no clothes. Because it's really going to be about comfort and ease and grace and possibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing that I love about the summit. Like, I go to the summit, and I'm a facilitator, and I've been a facilitator in the second wave of facilitators since the original five. I get myself at the event, as well as work with other people getting themselves. And it's a beautiful thing. I got to tell you, it's a beautiful thing. It's a lot of fun watching folks getting themselves, getting the possibility, shifting their lives, you know, and the work is very, very gratifying. For me as a facilitator, and for me personally, in my own personal endeavors. So, you know, some fun stuff. You know, it's not all heavy and significant. Now, let me tell you, there are parts that are.
Mm-hmm.
You have to confront some things, and you're like, damn, am I really like that? Am I like that person? Wow, I see that in myself. You know, am I leaving people damaged and upset? Is there a wake of folks upset and damaged by how I speak to them? You know, I get to look at that. I get to see, you know, are people left empowered? Are people in smiling and happy places? When they've left my interaction. Go ahead, Henry. It sounds like you're back. You unmuted yourself.
Yeah, I unmuted myself. Yeah, we're leaving rehearsal and going to. Who was here last night? Roy Ayers was here last night. That's why I was trying to get people to come in early. Roy Ayers was here last night, and War is here tonight.
War? Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So we are like just having. Tomorrow night is jazz night, and well, there's jazz every night somewhere.
Well,
in Chicago.
Well, what's happening Tuesday night? I'm coming in Tuesday.
Tuesday, jazz, but it's in two different places.
Okay.
And Day in Chicago, where you just go to whatever band is there. But there's something every night, and the Jazz Fest starts Friday. So. There will be plenty to do after the summit every night.
So that's right. So bring your dancing shoes, bring your partying shoes, bring your transformational shoes.
right.
Bring the shoes of who you want to be, because you might turn into that at the summit.
That's right. So I'm going to put you back on mute so I can lock up and everything, and
okay.
I will
go on after a few minutes.
Okay.
Henrietta, and she's our social director in Chicago. She's coordinating and hooking up all the different activities and events and happenings inside and outside the summit doors. So if you're coming to Chicago and are not sure, check in with Claudie and Miss Henrietta.
That's right.
They're gonna put you on the right foot.
That's right. And Claudia is hooking up the food. Oh my goodness! So
they're gonna be directing you like you lived in Chicago all your life. You're like, how do you know about this place? You from out of town. It took me 10 years to find out about this place. Listen, y'all laughing, but as an out-of-towner, it took me about 2 years to figure out how to go, what kind of clubs to go to in Chicago. You know, now I'm coming out of New York, and, you got certain hot spots that you go to. But see,
okay.
Chicago wasn't like that. Chicago had the group. They had Don Cheatham, and they had another group, and they would go to these different venues. One was the first Friday, the last Friday, the third Saturday, different times. And the people who attended these events, oh my goodness! And we're talking about three or four hundred people at the party.
Okay.
And I wasn't used to that. I'm from New York. I'd go to the clubs I heard about. Like I heard about Dingbats. Matter of fact, when I was there, I actually saw Mr. T. Mr. T was actually at the door at Dingbats. But I walked in there, and there wasn't nothing happening. I'm like, how this place is going to talk about Dingbats? And they got all this press. There wasn't nobody up in there. I couldn't understand it. And they had this district called Rush Street. And Rush Street was all kind of like what everybody told me. It was like the village. You know, so I'm figuring, Greenwich Village in New York. So I figured I'm going up there. And, they had a lot of clubs and whatnot. But they ain't have no get down clubs. So I had to go to the south side or the west side for all the get down clubs. Because when you don't know in Chicago, you ain't going to find it unless somebody know about it. So I'm telling you this straight up right now, go talk to Henrietta or Claudie, and they're going to pull your coat as to what you want to do, jazz spot, eatery, dancing spot, combination jazz, eating, and dancing. They're going to tell you all the different spots where to go. The north side, the near north side, Old Town, New Town, Rush Street, and south side. I don't know if we'll be there going to the west side, because the west side can get a little rough up in there. But it's all good. It's all good in the neighborhood.
All
anyway.
Good.
Yeah, it was an interesting 2 years being in Chicago, let me tell you. But we're there in the summertime where all the action is happening. So that's nice, because we're not going to have to deal with that cold weather and the windy city. Because when they say the windy city, if you haven't been in no cold climate like upstate New York or Gary, Indiana, or Cleveland, Ohio, one of them that off the lakes, please, you don't know what cold is. Because that cold wind come through there, no joke. I don't care what you got on. It don't matter. You're going to feel the heart. And that's and when I was there, I was clear what they was talking about, the heart. Because the heart didn't exist in New York, okay? The heart exists in Chicago, okay? Shoot. Man, oh, man, oh, man. But we're there in the perfect time, the perfect weather. You know, it's going to be a little hot, but people come out in Chicago when it's hot because they know how it's like in the wintertime. Anyway, we got another caller out there. Might be Shakesha calling. It's a 111. 111. It might be a restricted call. Hello, you're on the air. Would you like to say anything? And if you don't, that's okay. Okay. You can be silent. We'll let you be silent. Okay, cool. We also have 347-841. We'll bring you to the call. Would you like to be on the call? Would you like to say anything?
Well, I just called. This is Ray.
Oh, hey, Ray, what's up?
I just called to listen in. I didn't call to participate. I did actually plan to make the song, and I'm not making any excuses. If it wasn't meant to be, it wasn't meant to be. Things have happened, and I can't make it. But I'm just listening to the past summit experiences that you have had, along with Shakesha, Jill, her first summit experience, Jerry, Henrietta, who else am I forgetting? Am I forgetting anyone?
No,
you know, but the thing is, it's so energetic what you're saying, and I was just listening in. I can't contribute anything to it except that what you have experienced and the joy with which and the way that you express yourself, all of you, as a composite body of the IBS, actually is an encouragement for anyone listening in to want to come in and experience that experience. And you can only experience when you're there, when you actually attend the event. So that's what I want to say, because we don't have much time. But I didn't intend to say anything, so you caught me off guard, but that's what I wanted to say. And the reason why I called in is because I've been listening in, and it's something that is there. There is a fire that is built on love and devotion and determination and success. And that's a special kind of fire, because you have a fire that burns up and dies down very quickly. And then you have the grease fire, and then you have the oil fire. But this is built on ecstasy, passion, and pain. You know, where you just toss the pain away, you deal with the ecstasy, you deal with the passion, and then you deal with the success. So, that's how I break it down. But this is what I've got from listening to all of you, brothers and sisters in the IBS, you know. So I haven't made up my mind to join yet, but I'm listening. Okay? And thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And it's really not about joining, but it's really about participating. It's about you taking it on and really taking on your life. You know what I mean? That's really what the work is that we do. So, but I appreciate your willingness to share. We do have some other callers on there that would prefer to remain silent. And that's all. That's good. You know, listen up. We got some folks in the chat room, so if you like some questions or want to talk to us specifically about any aspect of the summit, give us a call. The number is 646-716-9827. We're here till 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we've got about 20 minutes left. So give us a jing, a ring, a ring-a-ding-ding, and, you know, we'll... you know, we'll let you know any specifics about Chicago. There is a Summit hotel that people are folks are staying at, the Chicago South Loop Hotel. So that's happening. That's where most of the events are going to be, except for the Thursday night event's going to be at a different location. But the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday event will be located at that location. And the youth events will also be at that location as well. So anything else you want to add, Henrietta, around that? Oh, that's right, she's on mute, so I'm going to take her a second to come back.
Okay, I'm here.
Anything else you want to add about the South Loop or the venues that we're going to be at in Chicago?
Right, the South Loop Hotel. If you don't have your room yet, you can still contact one of us. If you call, Talk Show Team at International Black Summit, or go to blacksummit.org and just send a message saying that you need a hotel room or you want to share a room with someone, and they'll get in touch with me. The room rates are $159, but you have to come through the summit in order to get that rate. So, see, that's one thing.
If you don't come through the summit, it's going to be $189 for that same hotel.
No, it's
going to
be $269 now.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because this is Lollapalooza weekend also, where all of the rock bands come in. So everything is going on in Chicago this week for every possible culture. Every culture.
Yeah,
is having
I heard
them.
That Joel Osteen is going to be in town,
yeah,
too.
Right. Yeah, he's here on Saturday also. So if you come into either airport, there's a train, costs $2.25, but get a transit card, you know, and put maybe $3 or $4 on there, and you can ride around most of the day if you do it that way. Either train, whether you come into Midway Airport or O'Hare, there's a train that will bring you, the Chicago Transit Authority train, CTA, and it will take you into the city, take you right downtown, and you can transfer to go to the South Loop Hotel. Just walk over to State Street, get on one bus going south, and get off at 26th Street. And you'll be right at the hotel. There's also jazz in the hotel every Friday night that you'll enjoy as well. And just probably anything your little heart desires or your big heart desires is here, and including the great weather that we are having right now. So... And I heard all those comments, Glenn, you made about the hawk.
Oh, yes, indeed. This is the city of distinction. The hawk is one of those distinctions.
Okay. Yep. So
we're not going to have to deal with that.
You're not going to have to deal with the hawk. And you can go listen. Also, the drummers, you know, the African drummers are on the 63rd Street Beach, so we'll... go over there one night and just the jazz. I already said that about the jazz fest, but we'll go hear the African, and dancing in the park. So there'll be, okay, so there'll be some kind of band down there that we can dance to.
Tell them it's free, too.
And it's free. You see, I have a coach here that's saying, don't forget this, don't forget this. Right. Yeah, everything is free that I've named. Everything. That's why, that's why they charge so much for a rent. So they have to give you everything else for free. So.
All right. All right. Well, we like
okay.
that.
Okay.
We like our free entertainment.
Yep.
That's what we're used to in New York. You just get on the subway and you get free entertainment.
Free entertainment. That's right. That's right. But I can't wait till you all get here. I am so excited.
No, I'm excited too. I cannot wait.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, this is the International Black Summer Talk Show Network. We come to you live every Sunday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Our website is www.blacksummer.org. And we are here to share words of encouragement, words of inspiration, and bring some clarity to the conversation of the empowerment of our community. So we're here with the uplifting thought, idea, or some action to keep moving the conversation forward. So this is what we love to do. This is what we have designed the show for. And, this is for us. Let me speak for myself. For me, this is what it's all about. It's all about being able to share and have some fun in the conversation of transformation and empowerment of our community. Jill, anything for you?
No, I'm just so excited. I cannot wait to see everyone. And I just would invite people to go to blacksummit.org. Of course, again, to register and just to read about our purpose and go through the declaration and look at the declaration and see where you fit in to the declaration. But it's a powerful organization, and I am just so happy that I was introduced to it. It has truly changed my way of thinking, and it has truly changed my way of life and how I view things.
Very good. The purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide participants with an opportunity to share their vision with the black community and the world. So it really is about providing that opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community and the world. So it's we work on it, we look at it, we engage in other people who are working on it, and we look at all of the possibilities of creation around our vision and the possibility of our vision. So pretty powerful stuff. It's, when Jill said what she said, it likened me to a family reunion. The summit annual event is really very much like a family reunion, except that you don't have to deal with your relatives that you don't want to. It's an opportunity to be with a group of people that become your family that you're actually not related to, but you are related to them in shared thoughts and opportunities and like-mindedness around building and impacting the community. So it's to me, it's all the benefits of a family reunion without having to deal with some of the personalities in your family that you don't particularly like. So it's kind of like the best of both worlds.
Can't beat that.
Yeah, really. Really, absolutely. Absolutely.
And invite your family.
It is. It really is. Because you get folks that are working with the youth, and you get folks that are working with the middle age, and you get folks that are working with the old age, and you got people doing different things in real estate, people who are doing things in healthcare, people who are doing things in education. You know, all of those things are at play, and you get to interact and deal with, hey, listen, you know what, I was thinking of doing something in New Orleans. You know, what are you doing there? Yeah, well, I want to bring my program. That would that fit with what you're doing? Oh, yeah? Okay, great. Let's sit down and talk about it. Let me get your email, and let's talk about how we can do both of these programs to impact our community in New Orleans. You know, it's like that. So it really is, you go there listening for opportunities to forward what you're up to. Pretty great concept, to say the least. So we've got about 9 minutes left. Yeah, go ahead.
Please. Also, and I encourage people after the event to find out who is facilitating shares in their community. I know in Atlanta, pretty much everyone posts where they share, and a share is a meeting where people that have been a part of the prerequisite and the summit, they share their experiences. And so find out where in your community a share is going to be held, and be part. Be part. Be in the conversation of International Black Summit. It's not just an annual event, and then you leave, and then that's it. You have opportunities to still take part. You can volunteer for the radio show. You can host a share event. So there's still ways you can be a part of the conversation and not lose touch of it.
Yeah, very powerful. Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a few minutes left. Call in, ask the questions. If you're on the line, press 1 and we'll get to you. If not, send us an email or give us a shout. Go to www.blacksummit.org. Lots of great information there. Hook you up in terms of what you need to get done and what you can make happen. And let's keep it moving. This is going to be a great, great, great time. We are looking at a visual access, remote access for folks who can't be there, but it does require registration, and all that information is at the www.blacksummit.org website. So go to the website and register yourself as part of the conversation, and you know, we'd love to have you. About moving stuff forward, and we want to move it, keep moving it forward. Because if you move your stuff forward and I move my stuff forward, our community is getting the benefit of that result.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So, there is an event that actually somebody told me about, that they wanted me to tell them to speak about it on the air, and I'm going to speak a little bit about it. This is Jamaica. It actually coincides with the summit event, so I normally don't attend, but the London summit I didn't make it, and I actually attended the event, and it's a street festival in Jamaica, Queens, New York. And it's quite phenomenal. It is an event that takes place all day. There's jazz, gospel singers, and so forth. Lots of vendors, food. It's like a street fair on Jamaica Avenue. And it's usually the first weekend in August, just like the summit is. So I invite people to go take a look at that who are going to be in New York, who are not traveling. I know there's a couple of folks from New York that are not traveling. That would be a great event to check out. Anyway, I'm going to be at the summit because that's what's happening. But if you're not, it's certainly something to do, positive in the community. But Chicago, I am so looking forward to Chicago. I haven't been to Chicago in a couple of years now. The dynamics of Chicago have changed so much. Chicago actually had a black mayor before New York City did. And Chicago is a pretty big city. And Chicago's got some interesting neighborhood dynamics. But that's something that you want to check out and be with while you're there. And again, Henrietta is creating some tours to visit some folks' homes, some famous Chicago homes and visitors. That's going to be part of the tour on Wednesday for the non-facilitator crew. And she's arranging some other tours for the facilitator crew because they're going to be doing some work out there on Wednesday, most of the day on Wednesday. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of energy. It's going to be a lot of things, most of which I can't even begin to describe because the words can't capture it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to have some fun. We are going to have some fun. It's going to be a party. And you might get your makeup and your hair a little sweaty. Because we're going to be partying up in here, up in this piece. But, yeah, it's going to be fun. We're going to be doing some work. And we're going to be having some fun. And we're going to be letting our hair down. At the culmination of it, to enjoy the spoils and the work that we've accomplished. So, again, website www.blacksummit.org. Go check it out. We've got all the information there, around hotel and anything else that you may need. We invite you to keep looking at moving yourself and your community forward. We love that you participate with us on the internet radio show, but we also love for you to participate face-to-face, person-to-person, and we've got lots of opportunities to do that. We've got the shares, we've got the prerequisite courses that are in the city, and then, of course, we've got the annual event, which is what we're speaking about now in Chicago. So lots of opportunity to interact. We look forward to interacting with you, and we look forward to hearing about the kind of projects that would bring you into your community and have your community empowered. We've got about 2 minutes left. Henrietta, anything for you?
I just want to acknowledge my co-host, Glenn and Jill, for holding it down, holding it down this entire summer. Thank you so much to the two of you and to Jerry, to Keisha, and Clara. Like I said, Clara is coming in first thing in the morning, so we'll be at the harbor tomorrow night for jazz. And I just want to thank everybody who's coming to Chicago, and those who will do the summit virtually, and those who will listen in on the talk show. So check with Blog Talk throughout the weekend because we may have some special shows. So just, you know, look for Black Summit or International Black Summit on blogtalkradio.com because we're going to do some special shows throughout the weekend so you can get a chance to hear how the summit is working for others. And God bless you. I can't wait to see you. And talk to you soon.
All right, very good. Well, this is it for this show. We love you. We thank you for participating with us. And all of these shows are available in Blog Talk Radio. Jill, anything else for you?
I just cannot wait to see everyone. I'm excited, and it's been a great show. Thanks, Glenn. Back to you. Thanks, Henrietta.
You're
welcome. Thank you.
Well, we're out for now. Peace and love. Travel safe. Wherever you're coming from, but travel safe to and from the event, the annual event. And we look forward to more radio with Pine. Talk to you soon. Ciao, baby.
Good night.
Good night. Shout out to Terry. Good night.